61 degrees out there. 11 minutes after 8 o'clock, I'm Patty Mercer. Lucas McFadden has the day off. Much needed rest from me, his co-host. But anyway, we've got a cool opportunity to get an update on Pathways. So welcome back to our program this morning, Alex Greenewalt. You are the director for Pathways, and joining in studio, Karen Brackett Browning, and you are with Carolina Community Action. I love it. And it's one of these days we're going to have a podcast that is everything we talk about when we're not on air, because I've learned so much in just like 2 minutes. First of all, Alex, bring us up to date with maybe an overview of Pathways right now.
Sure. So Pathways Community Center, it's located at 546 South Cherry Road, right past Winthrop. And it's a place for people that are struggling with poverty. Maybe they're homeless and they just want to get themselves out of that situation. They need some resources and they need some of their basic critical needs served. Go to Pathways. Pathways is the place to help navigate them. We pride ourselves in being the experts to find that resource that can fulfill their needs. And we're so excited to say that we're currently at 14 campus agencies on site that are serving those needs. And Carolina Community Actions is one of them.
And I am so happy every time that I have the opportunity to learn about Pathways, I learn more. And I think it is because it's always growing and reaching more and more needs within our community. Karen, tell me a little bit about Carolina Community Action.
Sure. Carolina Community Actions is a nonprofit organization that was initiated in 1965. So we've been in the community over 50 years providing services. And our main purpose is to help those who are low income become self-sufficient. Our mission is meeting needs and impacting lives. And with that, we were started in 1965 as part of the War on Poverty that was initiated by President Lyndon Johnson. And out of that, there came a lot of programs. We've been the incubator of a lot of programs. I often tell people, you know our work. You may not know our name, but you know our work. So programs like legal services, most of your employment and training programs that began in community action agencies, from Manpower, CETA, to WIA, WIOA, programs,
current
programs.
Sounds like a song.
Oh, it is. Woo-hoo. It is. Programs like your weatherization assistance program that help individuals achieve a prescribed energy level so that they can reduce their energy burden. We have Head Start programs. Most people aren't aware that the Head Start for Chester, York, and Union counties are under the guidance of Carolina Community Action. So whatever the need is in the community, Carolina Community Actions is the designated community action agency for five counties. So we have our footprint in five counties.
Now, this is awesome because, you know, when the concept of Pathways, a main entrance to meet the needs of a community, began to be talked about, and the plan of action, if you will, there were many organizations that would probably ask why. We are doing our thing here. What would the benefit of being part of this Pathways bring to what we're already doing? Would you like to answer that, Alex?
Absolutely. So Pathways is centralizing, putting those folks in an area, and it provides a low rental space for agencies that might be located all over the county. So think about an agency over in York or Fort Mill having an office space where they can send out a counselor or a staff person to Pathways, and their agency is represented there. And it's a low rent to have a spot there. That's what centralizes and brings all those agencies together so that they're able to fit and serve those needs of our clients.
And the building where you are used to be a school. So that fits really great with whatever the need is. You have a specific classroom building to go and have that need met with the agency that is living there.
Well, Carolina Community Actions was actually located in the building prior to Pathways. purchasing the building.
Well, that's cool.
So we've always been there as our York County office. So it was naturally a win-win when Pathways invited Carolina Community Actions to be an anchor tenant. So we just count it a pleasant joy that we are part of Pathways Community Center.
All right. We're going to continue our conversation. Alex Greenewalt and Karen Brackett Browning talking about pathways and things within our community. Stay tuned right here. It is 17 minutes after 8 o'clock, 63 degrees.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
Are you tired of paying high energy bills trying to keep your home cool? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We have the right remedy. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and start saving electricity and money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust that causes allergy discomfort.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
Today tastes like game day at home, like assigned couch seating, like coffee table dining, and an ice-cold Coke to cool down the heat. Today tastes like watching football is supposed to, and it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola, together tastes better.
Football season is here. That means it's time to load up on some delicious ice-cold Coke. Pick up Coca-Cola today. Distributed by Rock Hill Coca-Cola Bottling Company.
Have you tried the all-new KFC chicken sandwich?
Whoa, a new chicken sandwich?
Yes, they started off with a perfectly baked brioche bun, followed by 20% bigger crispy chicken filet. Of course, they finish it with their classic mayo and extra crispy pickles. I got the classic, but my wife chose the spicy. And the best part, it's only $3.99, or make it a combo with fries and drink for just $6.99. Sign me up.
It's the KFC chicken sandwich at your local South Carolina KFC.
In a pantry far, far away.
It's so dark in here. This pantry, no lights. I can't see a thing.
Lurking to the dark side? Give Jonathan Brown Electric a call today. He'll make sure to light your way. 704-936-8990.
Hi, this is Chuck Roberts. If you're looking for a high-quality, dependable used car or SUV, Ideal Imports West is the place for you. We provide financing with payments less than $300 per month. Ideal Imports West, Celanese Road, next to Matthews Construction. 366-2890.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping.
And I'm David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Join us Saturdays at 10 a.m. for the Gardener's Bench. We'll bring you special guests and answer questions on trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and how to best spruce up your home.
Don't miss the Gardener's Bench every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com.
Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good morning. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, 63 degrees. We're continuing our conversation about pathways, a main point of interest for our community at risk or in need, in some type of need. Alex Greenewalt, the director of Pathways, and Karen Brackett Browning of Carolina Community Actions. We're learning how this concept works. And one thing is, you had mentioned, Karen, actually you use the word navigator. Explain that a little bit, how Pathways is a navigator.
Well, we look at Pathways as a navigator to help our residents in need determine what process is needed, they are in need of, and what services they are in need of. Oftentimes, our clients that are seeking services don't know where where to go. They don't know what documents to take with them. They don't know that they may need an appointment. So we help mitigate some of those processes and help to navigate those processes for them. So that's what many of the campus agencies are doing, helping them to get the services that they need in real time. They come to a single place where the services can be met. And that was really the concept behind Pathways, a main point of entry where those in need can seek the services.
I think that's so great because a lot of times if getting the next step done requires transportation across town and you don't have a car right there, the chances of you showing up to the next step are greatly compromised. And then there's a cost involved whenever you file for a new document. You got to have identification. Even a street address or a home address is going to benefit you greatly if you're trying to seek employment. Now, what about when we talk about the different agencies? I love the one-stop shopping concept. That's great. You can accomplish a lot in a short period of time. Tell me about some of the other ones that are on site at Pathways.
So we have currently 14 and growing on site. But just keep in mind, we have so many wonderful partners in the community. But what we have at Pathways on site, starting off with the prevention of homelessness, is Carolina Community Actions, offering rental assistance, utility assistance. But we also have then agencies like Keystone that provides a counselor to help tackle drug addiction. We have mental health services. We have access to benefits and getting signed up for SNAP, WIC, health care, whatever that could be. We have specifically veteran services to help navigate those veterans that are just in need of location, a shelter, or whatever that may mean. And then we have food services. We have two unique food services, a food pantry that operates Saturday mornings, and then a soup kitchen that's operating almost every evening to fill everybody's stomach up with a warm meal. And then the most unique ones that we have on site are our shelters. So we actually have a day shelter on site open Monday through Sunday. And we are so excited that Bethel Men's Shelter has recently taken on this initiative. And it's now called the Bethel Day Shelter. And this gives people a place during the daytime from about 8:30 to 5:30. So they're not out about in the community with this cold weather that's about to come. This place is for them. They have access to get a shower, do laundry. They can store their belongings in a locker so that if they have a job or somewhere to go, it's safely stored. And it's a space for respite to breathe and lay their head down for that moment when they did not have shelter that night or a place to sleep.
I love it. You're part of the community. Tell me how our listeners can find you and help and support this wonderful effort.
We are right past Winthrop, and we are at 546 South Cherry Road. And to find us, you can easily look us up online at pathwaysyc.org. We're also on Facebook. Anybody can come. It's walk-in. There's no appointment needed. And come as you are. You are accepted and loved, and we'll take care of you.
I love that. All righty. Thank you very much, Alex Greenewalt, Karen Brackett Browning. You two are such a blessing. Thank you for joining me this morning.